This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Live from West Palm Beach. Thanks to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Exclusive Furniture. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Seth, we got the lineup out today for the game that we're going to at Cacti. Cacti Ballpark at the Beaches.
Is it Cacti Park at the Beaches?
I don't know what
it's
it
Cacti
is.
Cacti Ballpark.
I don't know. I just know I haven't seen a single cactus out here since I got here.
Yeah.
It's called
very
Cacti.
Cacti. There's a bunch of palm trees.
It's very confusing to me, yeah. So the lineup is out.
Spo, Cacti.
Spo has posted it, and I wish he took a better picture of it. They took a picture of it. This picture that Spo took of it is like he's – it's like he's 3 feet tall, and he took a picture, like, aiming up at
it. I'm going to tear him a new one.
Oh, when he gets here, he is going to get
– watch out, Spo.
Yeah,
head
yeah.
on a swivel when
okay,
you get
Okay, now
back.
I can read it. Okay. These are the – I would say the – well, it's not all spare parts. Our boss said it's a bunch of spare parts.
What a loser.
And Brendan Rodgers, who himself is a spare part. No, look, Paredes is DHing today.
Yeah, baby.
A little disrespectful to Paredes. All right, Yiner Diaz.
Yeah.
Yiner Diaz is catching today. Sleekleton is at first base. Scoopleton?
Scoopleton.
Yeah.
John Singleton, the revamped body
yeah, man.
Of John Singleton. At first base, where he made some nice defensive plays
Dude,
yesterday.
We get some hot Zach DiZenzo action
in
right field.
Oh, DiZenzo! Yeah! Oh, in right field. Let's watch this ball
for
tracking.
For someone who cooked some really good steaks and asparagus last night, I've got to take exception
yeah.
with the categorization of all these things, Parker.
At least three of these guys were on my hot list of guys to watch in spring training.
Yes.
All right, look, when we came back and you had about 5 seconds for me to give you the lowdown because you couldn't find Spo's Twitter.
Yeah.
I should have said, okay, the storylines aren't as big today. We get to see Paredes. We get to see
yeah.
Diaz. We get to see guys we saw yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, the only big new storyline is, okay, this is the first time Brendan Rodgers is going to be in the lineup.
Yeah.
And on
That's
the pitching
true.
On the pitching side, you get Framber, and we don't have the same big storylines that we got to watch yesterday.
Yeah, I
That's
gotcha.
What I meant.
That's fair.
Sorry, I had
DiZenzo,
5 seconds to give you
right.
a quick rundown.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah, welcome to my world, Parker. So, DiZenzo in right field. Guys are trying to talk me into being a swinger. Not DiZenzo, Pendergast. It's a callback. Go back and listen on the Odyssey.
That's right, rewind.
So, DiZenzo in right field, I'm very very intrigued and interested.
Yeah, here's
him.
The lineup.
Which, by the way, Chaz McCormick playing in left field yesterday. They had a chance to make a nice play on a ball he had to run up on, and he just bounced.
It was a pop fly behind shortstop. He took two steps backwards.
Yeah.
And then ran forwards.
Well,
and
you gotta load up. You gotta get that. You
oh
know?
My God. So Corona batting leadoff, whoever he is, Hummel.
Yeah.
One of the moles.
Yeah. One of
Hummel,
the guys.
Hummel, Gamel,
competing.
And Trammell. Yeah.
Yeah.
Paredes, DH. Yiner's batting.
Where's Hummel playing?
He's playing in today. He's playing in left field.
Hummel Telescope.
Paredes DHing. Yiner is batting cleanup and catching. Singleton batting fifth, playing first base. DiCenzo playing right field and batting sixth. Brendan Rodgers, the star of the game, is going to be playing second base and batting seventh. Oh, you can't tell me it's not going to be an exciting game when Shea Whitcomb is at third base. That guy made four errors in an inning last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know there's going to be some sweet action over at third. It won't be good, but it'll be some Shea Whitcomb action. He's batting eighth. And then Zach Short, playing short, is batting ninth. And Framber Valdez is on the mound. So there we go. There's some things to watch out there today for sure. For sure, for sure. DiCenzo's in the, you know, he's in the mix to make the squad. So we've got that. The big story yesterday was Cam Smith, who had two home runs. The guy who could end up, I think in the Astros' eyes, when they dropped the ideal scenario for that Kyle Tucker trade, zero doubt he is the crown jewel of this trade. If there was a holdup in this trade, it was getting the Cubs to throw Cam Smith into this
deal. And a lot of people were skeptical that the Cubs would relinquish Cam Smith because people just saw so much promise in him last year.
Yeah.
It ends up being potentially an awful, awful trade for the Cubs. If they don't win a World Series or get close with 1 year of Kyle Tucker, and then if Cam Smith develops into what a lot of people are very optimistic that he could develop into, that ends up being a very good Astros trade without Paredes and Wisniewski. This is the Cam Smith trade.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and the big variable will be, can the Cubs keep Kyle Tucker?
Yeah.
Does he like playing there enough this year? Are they successful enough? Because Kyle Tucker's going to have if he has a normal Kyle Tucker year, he's going to have a big market. Now, I do think that Kyle Tucker, similar to Bregman in Boston, and I know this irritates you when I bring up these old-timey ballparks and what the atmosphere is like there, Seth.
Yeah.
Like the baseball. Now, I don't know that Tucker's the baseball junkie that Bregman is, like the historian.
Definitely not.
Yeah, but I think – but he's a young guy who – Chicago's a fun city to play baseball in, and those are good fans. You know, it's a good place to play. It's an historic park.
Yeah.
I think he's going to like playing in Chicago. For the Cubs' sake – if Cam Smith is anything that he showed yesterday, that he turns out to be, and he's not going to hit two home runs every game, but if he turns out to be the player that the Astros think he can be, and quite honestly that the Cubs think he can be too, they wouldn't have drafted him if they didn't think he was a good player, then they need to re-sign Tucker. Anything short of a World Series with 1 year of Kyle Tucker, if Cam Smith turns into a player, that trade, to your point, is a massive failure. Here's Cam Smith yesterday after hitting two bombs in a spring training game.
I can't even describe it, but it feels like the best feeling in the world. It's a blessing just to get opportunities to get in there, whether you're starting the game, whether you're getting the back half of the game. It's just to see that caliber of pitching this early, it's huge as a ball player.
All right, so Cam Smith, soft-spoken Cam Smith.
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised by that because he looks like such a beast. Yeah, and he does play with a lot of energy and everything.
You're right.
But he's also, you know, this
one. I hit two home runs yesterday.
Oh. That's one thing I remember. Chris Hudson, who grew up in Houston, was a teammate of mine, my first couple years.
Right?
Yeah. I remember he was walking through the weight room my second year in the NFL, and I was talking to one of my teammates who'd been in my same rookie class, and Chris Hudson was like, "Man, it's always funny seeing you guys come back the second year. Everybody's got more bass in their voice. You're a rookie. You're kind of timid. You're not quite sure. You know, you're trying to fit in."
That's
and this
probably
is back
true.
When this is back when we still got hazed too.
Yeah.
So you knew your place.
Yeah.
You weren't trying to make any loud noises around anybody.
That's funny. More bass in your voice.
Yeah. So then all of a sudden you come back your second year. You got a little bit more confidence. You're not going to get hazed. You know, maybe you get to partake in the hazing a little bit.
Dude, that
you put some more bass in your voice.
That'd be great if Spo interviewed Cam Smith today and he sounded like Barry White. That would be awesome.
Just because he's got two spring training home runs.
That's it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Here's Cam Smith talking about the benefits of playing at home. He's from West Palm Beach, literally living with his parents right now.
The big thing for me was being home. That's a huge part. I'm living with my parents, so this transition was pretty, not easy, but a lot easier than it would have been, you know, going to another team. So that helped out a lot. These guys welcomed me with open arms. There's no, you know, there's no bad blood. They're just like your family now. So it's good energy around me. So it made it easier.
All right, this is where we got to tell Astro fans, especially those of you on Twitter, if you're being a jerk about this trade,
yeah,
be nice to Cam Smith, man. We ran into his family after the game yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
His mom and two of her either relatives or friends or both were getting ready to take selfies in front of the big Astro logo in front of the stadium, and they complained about having short arms and not being able to do it. So Seth Payne walked over, long arms and all.
That's right.
And said, allow me to take a
showed
picture,
showed him my combine stats, that's my arm measurements.
Your arm length,
that's
yeah.
Right.
Went over and took a picture with them. You took a selfie with them. Struck up a conversation. And next thing you know, we find out, yada, yada, yada. Oh, my God, it's Cam Smith's mom. Right
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
But she was concerned when we talked to her. We told her we were media members, so she knew who she was talking to.
Yeah, we weren't duping her into giving us info or anything.
We said, we should, full disclosure, you're talking to the host of the best show in the world.
That's right. Yeah, she heard like, about us. She's
yeah.
like, oh, yeah, you're the ones everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
That's all I see on Twitter is that and complaints about
about my son.
About, yeah, and I think that it's probably the people were down on the trade or whatever. She had seen that there were a lot of people who were down
people
on the
like
trade.
People like Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, you know? I don't think I've seen anybody with actual venom for Cam Smith himself. I think there's people that are hesitant or reluctant to, you know, want to buy into a prospect. So I told her, bleep Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, yeah, because that's where she said she was seeing a lot of it.
Yeah, yeah. And I said, bleep Twitter. There's nothing good on Twitter when it comes to trying to – if you're looking for positivity on Twitter, I suggest you go find it on a different social media
app. Yeah, if you didn't say it, I was about to. Like, as soon as she said – like, wait, because you asked her, like, well, where are you seeing that? On Twitter, I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
It's the worst.
You don't say.
I said that. I said, it's the worst, lady.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I never would have said, obviously, out of respect, but also because this is yet another moment where I realize, like, oh, wow. These parents of rookies look so young to me now.
This oh, is, yeah.
Like, I thought at first it must be his sister or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I do the math and I remember, oh, yeah, this makes total sense.
They were nice.
They were really nice.
They looked like they were having fun.
They had a good time.
Yeah.
And they get to go from – that's pretty cool to be able to go watch – from home, 20 minutes away from your home, your son playing in a major league spring training. Because he didn't get to do spring training last year.
Right.
He was in college this time last year.
He was.
They were playing against
South Florida. A year ago today. Our boss told us a year ago today they were playing South Florida, and Cam Smith went 4-for-5 with a home run. So he's really good on February the 25th. He was not today, but yesterday, right? A year ago yesterday. Yeah.
Okay.
A year ago yesterday. So February 25th is his day, man. He does big things. Here's Joe Espada on Cam Smith.
It doesn't look like he's the first spring training camp, you know, and he's walking into a, into an organization that has had a lot of success, and he feels like he can be part of this, and he can be part of our success, and he's excited to be in here. You just see how he goes about his work every day. He's I've been very impressed. So I know he's early in camp, but that's what you're looking for in young players that have the ability to do special things. Come in, you know, swinging the bat, and that's pretty cool, man.
It's pretty cool. I'll harken back to like a week and a half ago where Joe Espada said in an interview he's got the potential to carry our team.
Yeah,
Which he may, like the physical tools he may very well have those. It all has to come together. I'm still trying to get over this picture that Spo took of the lineup. How high on the wall did they hang this thing? It's crazy. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday, live in West Palm Beach. Big thanks to Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors for bringing us here. J.J. Watt may have to pay off on a bet that he probably thought there was zero chance of him needing to pay off on, and he said yesterday he will pay on this bet.
This is big for NFL news.
It could be. Yeah. It could potentially be. We'll get to that coming up next.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.